Energy has allocated how much funding is available for Cheyenne River, the Cheyenne River Sioux Tribe, and one of the requirements for us to put the grant application in is to hold a public meeting, provide public notice, and let people know that the grant application is happening, and to explain the program narrative, the objectives, metrics, and how once the tribe has the funding, how decisions will be made on which projects get selected for grid resilience.
Cool. And I wanted to let everybody know, so this is a public meeting, a public Q&A for the tribe to ask questions of our economic development and planning officials. And if you'd like to get on our Zoom meeting, the call-in number is 1305-224-1968. The meeting ID is 870-1022-9638. And the passcode is 167512. I'm sorry, that's quite a mouthful. If you have access to the internet, you can get that information on KIPI's Facebook. That's facebook.com, KIPI Radio, or on KIPIradio.com/grid. That's for the grid resilience program. It's KIPIradio.com/grid. You can join the Zoom meeting. You can ask questions. It is a public meeting, but we're also live here on the radio. Again, the call-in number is 1305-224-1968. The meeting ID is 870-1022-9638. And the passcode is 167512. Noi, or Vern, do you guys have some more information on the program and what it's going to look like?
Sure. Yes. So the grid resilience, state and tribal formula, I guess. The grid resilience state and tribal formula grant program is designed to strengthen and modernize America's power grid against events such as wildfires, extreme weather, and other natural disasters that are exacerbated by climate crisis. And of course, eligible applicants include the states, the territories, and federally recognized Indian tribes. And so we're gonna take this opportunity and try to apply for some money from Cheyenne River to see if we can improve our grid resilience. We've had some power outages, not many, but we've had a few. Mostly during bad weather, snowstorms or ice storms or whatever. So we've had a little bit of power outage. It's not much, but we've had our share too. And both now and when I worked for the tribe back in the 80s, you know, the issue that our tribe has is that we've got miles and miles of lines of power and very few users, or not as many users. So we've got, I think it's 1.8 meters per line, per mile of electrical line. So we're going a long ways between meters. And so then that causes problems if there's, you know, rainstorms or snowstorms, if that grid goes down or one of those power lines go down, then that's going to interrupt the electric power. And so it's been an issue back then. It's still an issue today. So those are some of the things we face. And because of that also is one of the reasons why we have slightly higher than average cost of electricity on the Cheyenne River Reservation. So it's higher than what you'd see in an urban area, because we have to stretch those and go for a long ways with our electrical lines.
So with this, there's a allocation that was made out of the bipartisan infrastructure law, and the allocations for Cheyenne River, you can apply for 5 years of funding for the purposes of doing projects that strengthen the grid, you know, prevent outages it's primarily to prevent outages during storms and natural disasters. So the way the program has worked is they've allocated funding based on a number of criteria. And Cheyenne River, if they apply for this grant, has an allocation of $197,152 for year one, and then in year two, $184,954 for a total of $382,106 in this part of the grant. And then the tribe has the opportunity to apply for 3 more years of funding under this grant allocation. When it comes to the amount of money it costs to harden the grid or make the grid stronger and more resilient, you know, this is just a little bit of that funding, but every little bit counts. So the purpose in putting in the application is the allocation has already been there, and what needs to happen is for the tribe to be able to access the funding, we need to apply for it. I think what the next part would be is that there's some in the program narrative, there's 5 objectives that would be utilized to evaluate projects as they're proposed. So right now the tribe is applying for the grant application is to apply to get the allocated funding, and then what will happen is once the funding is received, then projects can be considered and proposed, and the selection of the projects will be based on the objectives that Vernon is going to outline next.
Vernon, before you go on, I wanted to let the people know again, we are having an open meeting here. It's on Zoom. So if you go to KIPI's Facebook, you can get the Zoom information to come on and ask Q&A questions of the tribe's planning and economic development officials. They're applying for a Department of Energy Grid Resilience Program grant, and they would like some input from our tribal members. So if you'd like to get on and ask some questions, you can do so and call in at 1-305-224-1968. The meeting ID is 870-1022-9638, and the passcode is 167512. I know that's a mouthful. If you have access to the internet, you can get that information at kipiradio.com/grid. That's kipiradio.com/grid. And it's also on our Facebook. If you would like to leave a comment on the Facebook, we can also bring that up here in the meeting. So Vernon, if you have more information, we'll keep going.
I'm looking for the okay.
I have it.
You have it?
So okay. The first objective, there's going to be 5 objectives. The first objective is to ensure that critical community facilities serving the tribe's members are not impacted by events such as extreme weather conditions, fire, or other events causing disruption to normal grid operations. Critical facilities include healthcare facilities, childcare, and educational facilities and community buildings. So I'm going through these objectives. So what these objectives are is when people are proposing or when entities are proposing projects to utilize this funding, these are the projects have to meet these objectives. So objective 1 is ensuring that critical community facilities serving the tribe's members are not impacted by natural disasters, so that, you know, you don't want to, this is, for example, if there's a large snowstorm and the power is going to go out, what can we do beforehand in terms of improving wires, you know, putting lines underground, things like that to prevent power outages, okay? And that would be for like critical facilities, like healthcare facilities, et cetera. The second objective is to address the energy burden experienced by low-income tribal members and disadvantaged tribal communities that experience frequent disruptions in electricity service by providing more reliable electricity. So this priority or this objective would be if you live in a remote area and your power is always going in and out because it's a remote area, you know, looking at what can be done to make the electricity more stable. The third objective is increasing skilled workforce within the tribe by ensuring that installed resilience measures can be operated and maintained by tribal members and businesses. So making sure that if there are jobs associated with this, that they go to tribal members and businesses. Objective 4 is addressing outdated and or falling energy infrastructure items and materials. This is like if there's fallen power lines, poles, transformers, et cetera, replacing those things. Because these outdated or falling items and materials contribute to the instability and volatility of the electrical grid infrastructure and to the frequency of power outages and infrastructure failures experienced by the tribe. And then the fifth is investing in the modernization of grid infrastructure, enabling consumer access to lower cost energy. This is part of what Vernon was referring to in the beginning, while investing in clean energy and decarbonized solutions that align with the Biden administration's Justice 40 initiative. So those are the five objectives, so that when funding is available through this grant, these are the objectives, these are the things that the proposed projects need to meet. And if the projects can meet these objectives, then they can be considered for selection for funding. Vernon, do you want to add anything to that?
No, we probably fit in all five of those categories. So, so yeah, we need to modernize our grid and lower costs and train some more electricians out there. Anybody wants to learn to be an electrician, I guess maybe this might help.
We do have some folks in the Zoom meeting if they have any questions. I have Barry, if you would like to ask a question, and Ms. Gay Kingman from the Great Plains Tribal Chairman's Association. Gay, if you have any questions for our guests here. Again, we are live on KIPI Radio 93.5. If you would like to join the conversation, you can get the information to join the Zoom meeting on Facebook, KIPI Radio, or on our website, kipiradio.com/grid. We are discussing the Grid Resilience Program from the Department of Energy. It sounds like CRST is eligible for some funds through this program, and we'd like your input. Again, that link is kipiradio.com/grid. You can also ask questions by comment on our Facebook page. We have a post. If you comment or message us on Facebook, we can ask the question here live on the air. Doesn't look like anybody is speaking up. So if you guys have some more information.
Yeah, I just want to mention, you know, I did speak with Melissa Maher, the manager over at Morro Grande Electric, earlier today, and she was very, very helpful in providing some information on the current status of the grid that serves, you know, our reservation. You know, as everybody knows, Morro Grande serves Corson County and as well as Dewey and Zeebot County, and so Melissa was very helpful providing some information and some background material. So as we go forward with this grant, Morro Grande Electric is more than willing to work with us going forwards with all of our electrical needs. So I just wanted to mention that.
Yeah, I guess I do have a question there. So this, these funds will go towards, you know, pretty much beefing up the grid that Morro Grande has. Does that mean that they will be doing most of the work on their existing equipment, or is there, you know, new lines and stuff that are going to be built by the tribe and owned by the tribe? How's that work?
Yeah, I'm not sure. We'll apply for the grant and see what comes out of it. But certainly, you know, building the grid is very, very expensive, and especially the long, you know, telephone poles and the long electrical lines, that's very, very expensive. So we'll work together with Morro Grande there, as we always have, and we'll work together.
It's not like you would be attempting to build a parallel grid, right? That doesn't seem feasible.
No, I don't think.
Yeah, I don't know for our listeners, Morro Grande was 1957. That's the REA program, Rural Electrification. And so before then, our reservation didn't have much for electricity. I think there was a generator here in Eagle Butte, was run by the Payne family out of the basement of the bank. And there was maybe a generator at the old agency sometime before that. Of course, that coincides with about the same time that we moved up to Eagle Butte, you know, in the late 1950s. So ever since, we've had Morro Grande here. I do believe the tribe has had a few opportunities to be more involved in that, but it doesn't always seem to have gone very far. Do you have anything on that, Vern? Or Noy, you had some comments?
Well, we've always, you know, worked together. I think that was probably the same that in that history, you know, there was some stations. Looks like Morro Grande was incorporated back in 1946. So, and back then, you know, there was probably substations in every city, Timberlake, and I think Isabel had one too.
But they weren't a connected grid at that point.
No, and I think that's what Morro Grande did, is that they connected those, as well as up in Corson County with McLaughlin. And now it looks like they have 16 substations, according to their website. 3,800 miles of distribution line, 16 substations. So they,
it's all between Sunshine River and Standing Rock. Quite a bit of that is Sunshine River.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. The South Dakota side is Standing Rock. So,
And this is a small amount of money for the, you know, grid resilience and strengthening grid are big priorities. But I want to be clear, you know, $380,000 is not enough to do everything that needs to be done. So it's a small amount, and there are certain things in when the funding is done based on who we partner with and how it's done. The entities need to be eligible, and then there's some cost match that's included. So this is just the start of a much longer process. I think what's critically important is that the people have heard the objective so that they understand what the tribe will be doing to evaluate the proposed projects and choose you know, how to utilize the funding. But there's a lot to be determined once all of the funding comes in. At this point, there's just the application to be submitted so that the tribe can get the funding that is allocated to it.
Okay. We have a question from one of our listeners. They want to know, this is CJ Long Break LeComp. With this grant, can you add a new power line to existing lines for housing development? Is that a feasible use of this grant? Like going from from an existing line to a house?
We'd have to double check that. I think the grid envisions a lot more of the replacement and making the grid more resilient and stronger. So that is one of the questions that have come up. And I think once we're going to have to take a look at that and see how to make sure that it meets those the grant requirements. I think that's a very valid use to preventing power outages and making the grid much more resilient.
But it's not, like you said, it's grid expansion is very expensive. Like every mile of above ground or below ground power line probably costs several, you know, tens of thousands of dollars. So this is a very small grant. You said the dollar amount was in the $300,000 to $400,000 range.
Yes, when I started because it's an allocation based on criteria, right? So it's around $380,000 for the first 2 years of funding. It's just a start, but you know, an important start to strengthening the grid.
And DOE also has some other funds that have come down through the the Build America, Build Back Better, but it ended up being like the bill, right? The bipartisan infrastructure law. I saw earlier this year they had a 80-20 grant for you could build solar panels or you could do different things to make your grid more sustainable. Have you guys looked at those programs?
Yes, I think we are trying to look at all of the programs to just be able to help the tribe bring down the federal resources that were made available in the legislation that was previously passed.
Okay. Could you read again for our listeners the five things you said earlier, the goals of this project?
Yes. Hold on. I'm trying to get it because I might have X'd out of it. 1 second. Vern, do you by chance have the program narrative in front of you?
We can go to a...
Hold on 1 second.
Yeah. We'll read it again for our listeners just tuning in. KIPI is conducting a open meeting with the CRST Planning and Economic Development officials. You can join the meeting on Zoom. The information is available on KIPI Radio's Facebook and on kipiradio.com/grid. If you would like to join and ask a question, you can also comment on our Facebook post on the matter or message us on Facebook to get your question read live. You can also email at info@kipiradio.com if you would like your question read. I know it's really scary to get on the live, but if you have questions, it seems like we'll have you guys for a few more minutes here. Are you about ready to read that stuff, Vern?
Yes. Annoying. Sorry about that delay.
Okay.
Sure. Can you? Okay. Objective. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay. Objective one was to ensure that critical community facilities serving the tribe's members are not impacted by events such as extreme weather conditions, which would include fire or any other events causing disruption to normal grid operations. Critical facilities include healthcare facilities, childcare and educational facilities, and community buildings. Objective two would be address the energy burden experienced by low-income tribal members and disadvantaged tribal communities that experience frequent disruptions in electricity service by providing a more reliable electric grid. Objective three is increasing the skilled workforce within the tribe by ensuring that installed resilience measures can be operated and maintained by tribal members and businesses. Objective four is address outdated and or falling energy infrastructure items and materials, such as power lines, power poles, transformers, bucket trucks, et cetera, serving tribal communities. These outdated and or falling items and materials contribute to the instability and volatility of the electrical grid infrastructure and to the frequency of power outages and infrastructure failures experienced by the tribe. Objective four, five is to invest in the modernization of grid infrastructure, enabling consumer access to lower cost energy while investing in clean energy and decarbonization solutions that align with the Biden administration's Justice 40 initiative. The evolution of grid infrastructure will create new good paying employment opportunities and empower the tribe to diversify their energy needs moving forward. So those are the five objectives that will be utilized to evaluate any proposed projects that use this funding.
Well, it doesn't look like we have any questions right now. If you guys want to stand by, we're going to go to a music break. Hamadakyapi, we are live here at KIPI Radio 93.5 and online, kipiradio.com. We have this evening some officials from the Cheyenne River Sioux Tribe Economic Planning and Development Office, Mr. Vernon Robinson and Noy. So if you guys would like to do a close off of tonight's show, thank you for coming.
Thank you, Carl. Yeah, this is Vernon Robinson, and I'm doing some work for the Cheyenne River Sioux Tribe Planning Economic Development Office. We're trying to apply for this grant. So I want to thank everybody out there that listened in and doing our due diligence of public comment. So if you want to contact us any further, you can contact me, Vernon Robertson, through KP, or my phone number is 218-820-4156. And I want to thank you all and enjoy the celebration. I wish I was home celebrating with you all. Have a good evening. Thank you.
And Noy, do you have any closing words?
Yes, I just want to thank everyone for their attention and time. It's an honor to be working with the tribe and supporting Vernon in this effort. And I look forward to seeing and working with everyone in the future. If anyone needs to reach me, I can be reached at 808-285-2191. Thank you.
Thank you, Noy. For more information on everything that was shared this evening, you can go to kipiradio.com/grid, or you can check your KIPI Facebook. We have all the information on Cheyenne River's application to the Department of Energy Grid Resiliency Program.